Meanwhile, a last-minute change to election rules that will allow all Aussies with COVID to cast their vote has staved off court action as the Lucky Country prepares to go to the polls tomorrow. But more than 3 million people have already made their choice and voted early. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is hoping to cling on to power despite heavy criticism from within his own party and beyond, with the Deputy Prime Minister calling him a hypocrite. In the red corner is Labour's Anthony Albanese, one of Australia's longest-serving MPs. To break it all down for us is the ABC's Peter Ryan. Hi, Peter.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. You must be in the brace position. Tell us what's happened with this COVID court case and voters.
Well, it's interesting because COVID has changed all of our lives to a very big extent, and certainly when it comes down to elections now. The original rules meant that people who tested positive before Tuesday but did not apply for a postal vote couldn't vote over the telephone. But now the Australian Electoral Commission's had to intervene because this is a very big issue for democracy, and has changed the rules so that those rules for people who can vote over the telephone rather than having to turn up at the voting booth or do a postal vote or, that's been changed now. So they'll be able to vote over the phone. And this was a very big issue that's come up over the last 24 to 36 hours. That's now all been resolved. Both major parties have really made big inroads, and the government, the caretaker government under Scott Morrison, have made the changes under regulation to ensure that people who have registered for COVID-19 will be able to cast their vote.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so when it comes to the big players, Scott Morrison, right, he's known for kind of salvaging things at the last minute, isn't he? But I was interested to see one political scientist say that he'll need to, quote, rise from the dead this time. Your thoughts?
Well, it's going to be a very big challenge. In the 2019 election, Scott Morrison won that election against all odds and declared that to be a miracle. Whether he can actually make that comeback this time, it's going to be very tight. The polls are showing that when people cast their official votes tomorrow, and remember, a lot of people have already voted, that it's going to be very, very close between Scott Morrison, the coalition leader, the Liberal leader, and Anthony Albanese, the Labor leader, the contender. And a lot of damage has been done to Scott Morrison, not just during the election campaign, but over the last few months about his credibility, his ability to tell the truth, his credibility with voters. And this is against Anthony Albanese, who's come up as the leader of the Labor Party from the left wing of the Labor Party. Normally, leaders of the Labor Party come from the centre-right to get most of those votes. Whether or not Anthony Albanese will be able to capitalise on a government that's been in there for 10 years, perhaps looking a bit tired, but on the other hand, have taken Australia through the biggest economic crisis since the Great Depression, through COVID-19. And once again, most of the campaigning has been about economic management. Who do you trust to lead Australia out of the economic crisis? And you take into account $1 trillion worth of debt at the moment and deficits as far as the eye can see. Who has the economic responsibility?
So Anthony Albanese, on the other hand, right, you mentioned he was to the left of the party. He seems to be shuffling more towards the centre with a small target strategy. Could you mistake that for an invisibility strategy? I mean, where has he been?
Well, this is one of the big issues with Anthony Albanese. He does come from the left of the party. He does have a very good story to tell. He grew up in a housing commission flat with a single mother here in Sydney. Has worked hard, worked through the Labor Party, studied economics at the University of Sydney, has been a lifetime Labor Party member. But whether or not he has the goods to be able to sell to the public that he has the economic credibility, the political credibility, the leadership, the toughness to make the very hard decisions. And as I mentioned before, Australia has approaching $1 trillion worth of debt from spending during the pandemic. But a lot of that spending was there before the pandemic that was built up under the coalition government. But very hard decisions are going to have to be made, including politically unpalatable decisions such as potentially raising the goods and services tax to pay down some of this debt. And remember, interest rates are rising around the world. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has been on the on the front foot in raising interest rates, and this means that further down the track, that longer-term debt for highly leveraged governments, including Australia, is going to be becoming bigger, so that credit card bill's going to be becoming bigger. And right up before 2019 and that election, it was all about getting back into surplus, having a budget that's in the black. Either government, will Labor be able to make those hard decisions to be able to, you know, pull in that debt, pull in that deficit, and build the productivity in a world where economic growth is slowing and stagflation is one of the big buzzwords at the moment?
Good to talk to you, Peter. We're out of time. Very quickly, have you had your democracy sausage yet, yes or no?
No, but I'm looking forward to having that democracy sausage tomorrow, very much so.
Great to talk to you. That's the ABC's Peter Ryan there. They get a sausage most times when they vote, a snag. I don't know why that is the case, but it is.